Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
My name is Diana Sandonato, and I recently did a reward purchase for a Wi-Fi extender, which your company charged my debit card for. However, this morning, appearing on my debit card is a charge for $14.95, and I would like to understand why.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
32347.
Thank you, ma'am. And yes, ma'am. Let's see. And is your can you pronounce your last name
one
more time?
Sandonato.
Yes, ma'am. I thought that's what you said, Miss Diana. Thank you so much. I did locate the account. Could you please verify your address?
408 Manila, Perry, Florida, 32347.
Thank you, ma'am.
Or do you have the P.O. box?
No, ma'am, I have that one. Thank you so much. And, yes, ma'am, let's see what we have going on here for you. I do see where it is, the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am.
Yeah, for $7.95, which I charged on my card, and it showed up on my bank account, yes.
Okay.
I'm inquiring about a pending charge on that same card for $14.95 that my bank just notified me about.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, and let's take a look at this. The Wi-Fi booster is great to extend the Wi-Fi and make it work better, but let's see exactly what we have here going on. I do see where they attempted to charge you $49.97.
What?
The charge, yes, ma'am, it's for shopping club or gadget online club.
No.
Yes, ma'am, you get a $125 gift card each month. But
no,
I do see it was
told, no, I've never signed up for any of that.
Okay, yes, ma'am, it looks like you came with the Wi-Fi booster.
The Wi-Fi booster was for answering a survey, and it was for $7.95 shipping, period, zip, the end.
Yes, ma'am, I do see it was $7.45,
right,
and it was the shipping and handling, but it looks like when the charge did not go through, let's see exactly what
it
they
did. It did go through.
No, ma'am, the $49.97.
Oh, the $49.97? No,
yes,
it should not have gone through.
Yes, ma'am, it looks like when it didn't go through, it looks like they gave you some type of discount. Let me find out which discount they gave you that would make it come out.
$14.95 on my card today.
Yes, ma'am, and I do see it was declined. $14.95 was declined on November 3rd.
Okay.
So take a look at this. It looks like it was for, this is the same order. You didn't order a new product on November 3rd?
Nope.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me take a look at this and see if I can find out how you got a discount. It looks like they discounted it when it would not go through, ma'am. So they discounted the price for that shopping club is what it looks like on my end.
I've never signed up for no shopping club.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It came with the Wi-Fi booster.
Mm-mm. Nope. No, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. The terms and conditions, it came with that Wi-Fi booster, the shopping club did. The Gadget Club?
I never heard of no Gadget Club or any of that. I responded to a survey, and I got the Wi-Fi booster as a result, just paying for the shipping and handling, which I did. Nothing was ever said or any promotion about a shopping club or anything else. So I will get a hold of my bank, and I will change my card.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you see where we could do a 50% refund?
50% refund on what?
Yes, ma'am, the $14.95.
You're not going to charge me the $14.95 because I'm going to get a hold of my bank right now and dispute the charge.
No problem. I'll be glad to go ahead and issue that refund of the $14.95 for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
The only charge that's going to remain on your account is the $7.45.
Right.
And I am issuing a refund for that
$14.95.
Yes, ma'am. The $14.95. And give me just a second. Let me get this put in for you. And when did this charge go through?
It's on my account. It's on my account right now. It's pending, and I got a message from my bank.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do have your, I am processing your refund of the $14.95 for you now. It'll be back in your account. Give me just a second. I'm making sure everything goes through for you.
Right, and I certainly hope there will be no further charges on my card.
You see, that is correct. I have canceled your account, and that stops all future charges, and I'm just waiting on your refund of $14.95 to process for you now.
Thank you. It'll be back.
You're welcome. It'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have that confirmation number for you in just one moment, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, you see, and I have that whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie. 2.
C as in Charlie.
2.
Uh-huh.
5.
5.
8.
8.
2.
2.
2.
2.
3.
3.
1.
1.
1.
1.
6.
6. Charlie 2582223116.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, and you have a blessed day.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day also. Bye-bye.
Thank you.